Tiny Sparks and Turning Points is a monthly selection of protests, strikes and significant dates concerning social change in Australian history. This segment is presented by the Commons Social Change Library, a repository of more than 1,500 resources for campaigners, which can be found at commonslibrary.org.
On the 1st of March 1865, Brisbane held its inaugural 8-hour day parade. This marked the winning of the 48-hour week by stonemasons and others 7 years earlier. The day was observed as a public holiday by the government, banks and many businesses. Hundreds of workers marched through Brisbane carrying flags and banners bearing their union's insignia. Following this, they and the assembled crowd travelled by steamer to Eagle Flat Farms, where a monster picnic and sporting carnival were held. A banquet and ball were attended by 500 people in the evening.
On the 1st of March 1943, thousands of women textile workers went on strike in Sydney, seeking a pay increase and improved wage parity with men.
On the 1st of March, but in 1993, hundreds of thousands of workers went on strike and rallied in Victoria, against attacks on unions, as well as privatisation and austerity measures introduced by the Kennett government.
On the 2nd of March 1981, workers at the Vic Rail Motor Garage returned to work after forcing their employers to reinstate a colleague who'd been sacked for refusing to do unsafe work.
On the 2nd of March 2015, First Nations activists set up a refugee camp on Matagorup, also known as Harrison Island. This formed part of protests against the state government's defunding of Aboriginal communities.
1,000 people rallied on the 3rd of March in 1966 after the Sydney Opera House's Danish designer Jørn Utzon was forced out of the project due to cost-cutting and bureaucratic interference. Led by architect Harry Seidler, author Patrick White and director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Hall Missingham, protest marched from the Opera House building site to New South Wales Parliament House.
On the 4th of March 1804, convicts at Castle Hill launched a revolt with the intention of freeing the entire colony. Gathering in their hundreds, they marched to Parramatta, where they were defeated at Vinegar Hill by the better armed authorities.
On the 4th of March 2015, tens of thousands of people rallied around the country against the Abbott government's austerity drive.
On the 5th of March 1831, 28 women convicts arrived at the recently opened female section of Newcastle Jail. They were sent there as a form of secondary punishment after they had taken part in an uprising at the Parramatta female factory the previous month.
On the 6th of March 1974, a demonstration calling for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander land rights was held outside Parliament House in Canberra during a visit by the Queen.
On the 7th of March 1985, the Sydney Peace Squadron attempted to prevent US nuclear warships from docking by placing canoes, yachts and surfboards in their way.
On the 8th of March 1892, 500 unemployed people rallied in Adelaide's Victoria Square, demanding work.
On the 8th of March 1975, around 10,000 people joined the Sydney International Women's Day March. Among other things, protesters called for funding for childcare, the removal of laws impeding reproductive rights, and an end to discrimination and sexist violence. Held during International Women's Year, the march was followed with a festival and concert in the town hall, which packed in 3,000 attendees.
On the 10th of March 1928, Noongar activists visited the Premier of Western Australia in Perth to demand freedom of movement for themselves and other Aboriginal people.
On the 11th of March 2003, hundreds of women in Byron Bay protested the looming invasion of Iraq by spelling out "No War" with their naked bodies.
Black GST, genocide, sovereignty and treaty activists and supporters launched the Stolen Wealth Games protests on March the 12th, 2006, by setting up Camp Sovereignty in King's Domain, Melbourne. Situated a few hundred metres from Government House, this served as a base for land rights protests during the Commonwealth Games. For over a fortnight, hundreds of protesters engaged in dialogue with visitors and tourists and held a series of rallies and actions around the city. Camp sovereignty was re-established in 2024 to provide a peaceful space for cultural, political and spiritual gathering on unceded land.
Seamen working aboard whaling ships docked in Sydney Harbour struck on the 13th of March 1837 for an increase in wages from 3 shillings and 6 pence to 4 shillings. The Australian, an early newspaper bearing the same name as today's Murdoch masthead, expressed alarm, stating, quote, "There is reason to fear that combinations, not only amongst labourers of this but of other classes, will take place under present circumstances."
On the 13th of March, 1946, women bus and tram conductors held a stop work rally over moves to remove all women from such employment by the Ministry of Transport. Following their meeting, a group occupied the gallery at State Parliament to make it clear they wanted women to remain in the industry.
On the 15th of March 1980, environmentalists rallied outside the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra as part of international protests against rainforest logging in Kalimantan.
On the 16th of March 1974, more than 50 women squatted a disused house in Glebe to set up ELSI, Australia's first domestic violence refuge.
On the 17th of March 1948, police brutally attacked striking railway workers and their supporters in Brisbane during what became known as the St. Patrick's Day Massacre. Despite this violence, and in the face of anti-strike laws, the workers continued their industrial action, securing a pay raise a fortnight later.
On March the 18th, 2003, two peace activists scaled the sails of the Sydney Opera House to paint upon it the words "No War" in bright red paint, drawing national and global attention to their protest against the invasion of Iraq. The pair were subsequently jailed.
On the 19th of March 1986, tenants and squatters occupied the exhibition building at New Parliament House as part of a rally that demanded housing for all.
On the 20th of March 1946, homeless people, including ex-servicemen, squatted a disused 20-room mansion in King's Cross, known as Maramana.
As part of industrial action, bus drivers in Perth refused to collect fares on the 21st of March 1996.
On the 21st of March 2009, a climate action flotilla made up of several hundred canoes, surfboards and other vessels shut down Newcastle Harbour, the world's biggest coal port.
On the 22nd of March 1980, 2,000 people marched through Sydney as part of an Australian and New Zealand Day of Action for Gay Rights. This formed part of a binational summer offensive for gay rights, which included public forums, meetings, conferences, and widespread distribution of multilingual leaflets and other materials debunking misconceptions and stereotypes.
On the 22nd of March 1989, 6,000 marched in Melbourne against the reintroduction of fees for university.
Following decades of opposition to uranium mining, the Mirarr people called on supporters from around Australia to take part in blockading construction of the Jabiluka mine on their lands from the 23rd of March 1998 onwards. Over a period of 8 months, thousands took part, with hundreds arrested for disrupting work. The blockade was backed by protests and actions around the rest of Australia, including bank boycotts, high school walkouts, and the shutting down of Minor North Limited's Melbourne headquarters.
On March the 23rd, 2003, tens of thousands of students defied media vilification and threats of suspension to join Books Not Bombs school strikes against the invasion of Iraq.
On the 24th of March 1995, members of unions covering the community, health and education sectors participated in a blockade of a road into Tasmania's Tarkine Old Growth Forest. They called for money to be invested in social services rather than subsidies for logging.
On the 24th of March 2022, rallies were held in 5 locations across Victoria as part of a statewide day of protest demanding accessible public transport.
As part of a burgeoning international boycott of sporting and cultural events connected to the apartheid regime, 500 activists demonstrated on the 7th of March 1971 against a surf carnival at Coogee Beach. This featured a racially exclusive whites-only team from South Africa. Despite the presence of 100 police, protesters managed to get past fences and enter the competition area, holding up events by lying in the sand.
On the 28th of March, 1791, Australia's first convict escape by sea took place when Mary and William Bryant, their two children, and a group of other convicts requisitioned a small boat from Governor Phillip. All survived a perilous 5,000-kilometre journey to arrive in Kupang, where they posed as shipwreck survivors.
On the 29th of March 1916, the editor of the Industrial Workers of the World's Direct Action newspaper, Tom Barker, was sentenced in Sydney to 12 months hard labour for publishing an anti-war cartoon.
On the 30th of March 1984, housing activists squatted the abandoned South Vietnamese embassy, turning it into an embassy for homeless people.
On the 31st of March 1978, more than 25,000 anti-uranium protesters marched through Melbourne to highlight the dangers of nuclear power and weapons at all stages of their creation. They were joined by tens of thousands of other people marching around Australia, with 9,000 rallying in Perth and 5,000 in Adelaide. In Brisbane, a third of Queensland's police force were mobilised to prevent anyone from marching in the central city, but 1,200 people demonstrated anyway, while car convoys and smaller marches in the suburbs also defied bans.
7 years later, on March the 31st, 1985, approximately 300,000 people joined in Palm Sunday rallies for peace across Australia.
You've been listening to Tiny Sparks and Turning Points. The segment will return next month. In the meantime, to find out more about the history of social change in Australia, you can visit commonslibrary.org.